Say we use Lock it now. Talk instead radio. Of. So, it's time!
Wait,
we'll
talk about
like the painted-faced prince of crime just said, and away we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. It's a Friday night. It's October 30th. It is the eve of All Hallows Eve. That means tomorrow's Halloween. Do you know where your children are? We now open the doors of the sanitarium. Let's see what we find. I think we found somebody mad, dressed like a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Welcome one to the Haunted Mansion. Remember, no flash photography.
I know, that's a poor Dawes Butler voice.
Oh, I want a flash photography. Oh, come on, just only take one picture.
Yeah, but I mean, no. You know, I don't know if they aired it yet. You know, the movie of the Haunted Mansion. You know, but if you've been on the ride,
you know what it is I have yet ever.
I have.
I have. I haven't. I know. But the Eddie Murphy movie you're talking about, right? The one they did the Haunted Mansion of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
If you have Disney Plus, it's on like year round. So,
if you consider the script, barring the Eddie Murphy factor, is based off of the ride, then you'll go, all right, you know, they made a decent attempt. No problem. I can live with this.
Right.
But,
funny. When I was a kid, my grandmother outright refused to let me go on the ride. I was 8 years old. I was like, are you kidding me? She was afraid I was going to be scared, right? And meanwhile, you saw all these little kids come out laughing. I just looked at her. Then I turn around to see my cousin coming out with my little brother. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I was so mad at her. I wanted to go. I went online to get on the ride. After she found all these little kids, we were 10 people away from getting in. She dragged me off the line. I was like, what is your problem? My mom even yelled, like, what is your problem? He'll be scared. I just know he'll be scared.
That would have been a good argument in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, like, what is your problem? Everything with her. Like, what is your problem? I grew up, every time we went away, all the horror movies that were I was watching, she would say to me, you know, I hate these movies. Like, you do. I love these movies.
Oh.
This is the get back to me about the Haunted Mansion thing, isn't it? Like, yeah, maybe, possibly, but I love these movies. And I pause. I was like, and she goes, the movie's not off. It's like, I know, because the second you leave the room, I'm going to finish watching it. She goes, but I told you I hate these movies. I was like, but I don't. So there's no problem. And she'd stand there. I'm like, you can leave the room now. And I was like, what? I was like, you don't understand. We don't have the same interests because you're 50 years older than me. And like, it was just weird. It was like such a cultural clash. It's like, do you really think that I'm halfway through a horror movie that because you don't like it? Oh, Lordy, Grandma don't like the movie. We got to shut it off. That's yours. Like, go.
But
in the other room.
Now, if you want scary, I got scary.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Sit down in front of the fire, for I have a tale of fear and terror. For some stores on Halloween weekend will start the Black Friday sales. We will now have 2 months of Black Friday madness. Which brings up the question. Before, who would win? Would it be pirates or ninjas? Then will it be robots or zombies? But now, in 2020, the new decision. Black Friday shoppers versus the Karens.
Put your mask on. Social distancing. Woman, this big screen TV is on sale. Get out of my way.
How can it be robots versus zombies? I don't get that one.
It was another variation of Pirates and Ninjas, basically.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, yeah, now it's going to be, and we're going to see, and we're probably going to see it on YouTube, the Black Friday shoppers being confronted by people saying social distancing and masks. Now,
you know what I'd love to see? Here comes the stampede of shoppers. That's my imitation. All of a sudden they get to the front and one person's standing there holding up a sign. You cannot come in unless you're wearing your mask and you're 6 feet apart and blah, blah, blah. But we're the Black Friday shoppers. You have to let us in. No, no. You have to let us in. You're not wearing a mask. None of you are 6 feet apart. Goodbye.
There's going to be
also,
at
like,
least.
And also. And also, like, the shutters on the windows close. Bitch, you gotta let us in. There's Black Friday sale. Black Friday sales are exempt if you do not follow the social distancing policies. Motherfucker, you let my ass in. Nope.
There's gonna be one confrontation between someone that's actually, a person that's going to say mass social distancing, picking up the TV, and a Black Friday salesperson doing grab and dash. There's going to be a confrontation. Watch on YouTube. It's going to happen. Whether you agree,
YouTube,
it doesn't matter if you're
it'll be on the regular news. I guarantee you. And I guarantee you, once that happens, I don't know who started this whole thing with the Black Friday sales already. Who's the genius that started this crap?
Hold on. I got to do research here on this one. Hold on. Black Friday sales. I have a funny feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay, I have a funny.
Yeah. I'm here.
It's the magic W word.
Walmart. And aren't they the worst at following the social distancing? What state did it start in?
All.
Yeah. Okay.
Walmart, Best Buy, Target.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the stores that don't give a crap about social distancing.
Yeah, Best Buy starts November 5th. Let's see. Walmart will have November 4th. JCPenney, November 1st.
Okay. Jeez, that's Sunday. Oh, Sunday. Oh, God. Hold on. Sunday.
Lowe's is already there.
Wait a minute. I want to do Sunday. Get your tickets and sit at the edge of your seats. It's monster shopping.
Sam's Club, November 5th. Yeah. Like I said, it's going to happen. You know, you may be the person that says you have to wear your mask and you have to do social distancing. These are Black Friday shoppers. The rules to Black Friday is there are no rules.
Well, you know what? At these stores, you can be kicked out. So it doesn't matter if you think the rules don't apply to you. You can be arrested. New York State is one of those.
Yeah, but let's
right,
be
it
honest.
It depends what store. But New York State.
Yeah, and the person who's doing the shopping. That's what I'm referring to. That you're going to have that one guy.
Right.
One girl.
Right.
You know, that's going to do like I said, the grab and dash. The social distancing is off the table, and there's going to be a fight, and it's going to be on YouTube.
Well, guess what? Above and beyond anything else, in New York State, the rules for shopping social distancing apply because numbers are going back up for COVID-19. And if you think because you want to go buy your discount stuff early, you're not going to follow the rules, go to jail. I don't want to hear that crap. I don't need it.
You know, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's going to happen. Let's just face the facts.
oh, it's going to happen, and they should pay the price for it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you got to go to Walmart, bring your mask, do the sanitizing, but at the same time, bring the sword
and the
shield.
That's why, more than ever, I do my shopping online. Seriously.
Yeah, so, yeah, good luck, guys. You're going to need it.
Yeah. Now more than it, like last year? No, this is the first holiday season with the COVID-19 because it didn't happen until
exactly.
Like last spring. But, yeah, and you're starting it early. Why? Maybe you're trying to get the sales early, trying to spread it out.
Because of the
COVID-19. No.
That's their answer, because
you're
of
not.
COVID-19.
I think that's ridiculous. You're just going to make it worse.
It's going like, what? They're doing Black Friday this weekend? Okay, we're not going there. We're going to the gas station to get the toilet paper. But they're expensive there, I know.
Yeah.
But I want to be safe.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't.
Forget the 99-cent toilet paper. You're getting the $5 toilet paper. That's only one ply and feels like sandpaper. Why?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get tackled by someone running out with a PS5.
Oh, my God. No, no, you don't need that.
All right, so now that I've filled people with dread for the next 2 months.
Yeah, let's talk. If we seem a little combobulated tonight, as per usual, we have a reason. We had the usual over in Champions Online, the usual Devs Costume Contest. Why do we go to these things? They give away what they call a dev token. And if you save up enough of these, you can get a cool costume piece. Unfortunately, they're running out of them. You need 5 of these things to get one of the items, and each one takes 5 tokens. You only get 1 token if you sit through the entire costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And at the end, they turn one of the players who show up into the creature you have to fight. He automatically gets a token, and everybody has to participate in the fight. And that's what everybody sticks around for. Of course, you just can't show up at the end for the fight. You have to sit there through the whole thing.
Now, this was different.
And
because
it's just...
Now, well, this
you
theory
don't
was...
have to... Remember, you don't have to participate in the contest. You have to be there. Either watching, observing, or basically at some point when it starts. From that point on.
Mm-hmm. Now, this year was different. This time it was different. I normally do not do costume contests.
Yes.
This time
right.
I did. The theme was edgy. You must have 2 tones in your costume only, and one of them must be black. Well, I had a black and red ninja style costume.
Remember last week we were joking around. One of them. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell them what you did.
Black and red.
Right. Remember last week? Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Because the winning people would get a badge, black, red. One of them can be black, and the other color can be anything you want. I kept going, black, red. And I don't know what the winning people were. I didn't care this time. I have a feeling the winning people. Why do I feeling didn't follow the rules? Why do I have that feeling?
Well, I was one of those cases where I would have lost because of a technicality, because it was pointed out that on my sword hilt I had a little bit of gold. I missed
Hold
it.
Hold on. The guys who said that aren't the judges though.
No, they didn't say that. I was told you have gold. Ah, shit.
Oh, the judge said it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I had gold on the hilt. You know, we're not talking glaring, but it was able to be found.
Yeah, see, the thing that with me is I was in with everybody else, Powerhouse Theater 1, like always. I show up early, hang out there. I had to run to the bathroom, came back. This mouse I have is so freaking sensitive. If I tap it the wrong way when I go to grab it, it logs me out of certain programs. And it's like, are you effing kidding me? Tried to get back in. It sent me to Powerhouse 3, which in retrospect, I should have just stayed there. Got into the Powerhouse 2. This person stands next to me. All of a sudden, they start launching every aura they have, including, oh, let me hit everybody with this red annoying force field and this red fog and doing this. And like, are you friggin' kidding me? And no matter how many times we asked this person to stop, they wouldn't. Why? I looked at their character. Not only was their name in Spanish, but their background was in Spanish. And I was like, you are full of shit because you're one of my friends in game. And when I looked up the name, the global, they have characters that are in English. So who are you kidding? So, hold on. Sorry, I'm eating a really late dinner here. It's a Caesar salad with grilled chicken in it. Sorry.
Well, I can understand.
I should be when you're diabetic. When you're diabetic and you feel lightheaded and dizzy and you're trying to do a show, you got to suck it up and you eat. the global
table manners out the window.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Etiquette's out the window for me tonight. The global. Well, when you're annoyed by this certain person, yeah, you'll understand when I explain it. So on top of that, this, you know, a DevCC, which drives anybody fucking nuts. Here it is. The global of the person is Gene, J-E-A-N, Rojo, R-O-J-O, the number is 26, hashtag 3562. The name of the character, I believe, is Ashkaran. Did I say that to you? A-S-H-K-A-R-A-N.
I'll take your word for it.
So, and I'm going to do something. You know what's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Because you know what happens. Yeah. Oh, you know what's coming up. Because you know what happens to people. Then when I have to log in to other instances of the Powerhouse Theater for no fucking reason already. And I'm up, and I'm pissed about that to begin with. But then you stand next to me, and you start unleashing all these auras. And after five fucking times of me asking you to stop doing it, you just keep doing it. Because, hey, señor, I don't speak English. You don't even say that because you're pretending you don't understand a word I'm saying at all. And I'm sending you tells and doing this and that, and I'm unfriending you, and you know I'm unfriending you, and you just don't give a flying fuck. You know, fucking asshat, ass clown, piece of shit. And by the way, we all sent reports to the devs of what you did. And I unfriended you and blocked you. So there you go. You know what happens to you.
You just made the list!
And you ain't getting off. Ever. Ever! Again.
Better now? I think
no.
It's better now. No?
Because, you know, because...
You just made the list!
Well, that didn't, wait. I got to play that one more time because I didn't hear...
You just made the list!
Yeah.
Well, so that took care of that.
You know, wait. Wait, you know what I need, though? You know what I need?
A little bit of the bubbly.
Oh, my God. So, a new storyline they're doing is MJF, wrestler, is trying to get into the elite circle, right? So,
right.
Last 2 weeks ago, he goes, so, you know what I think, Jericho? You know what I'm asking you to do? What? I'm asking you next week. You go to you go out to dinner. Me and we have steak. We have a steak dinner. Everything's going to have a match, right? So they go to the steak dinner. It breaks into this duet solo, this duet song they have, and they pull back the curtain. And there's these dancers. They break into this perfect duet. Both of them are on key. I'm going, and every I think on the internet they were like, "That was pretty awesome that they did this." But now, this week they had this town hall. Like Eric Bischoff showed up. All these people had all these questions for them. So now MJF is like, "What do I have to do to get into the inner circle?" He goes, and Jericho goes, "Well, there's one thing you've never done." He goes, "Wrestled and beat me." So there's a pay-per-view next Saturday night, All In, Chris Jericho versus MJF, and if MJF wins, Jericho will let him in the elite circle. But, the other members of the elite circle said, "Hold on, we don't want him in." So it's MJF and his bodyguard Wardlow against two of the other members of the elite circle. As a warm up to it. Yeah. Oh. Well, we shall see. We shall see. There you go.
And another scary thing, Tuesday. Election time.
And also belated. Oh, God. Yeah, you realize this coming Tuesday is the election. Shit. I don't want to say this year is going fast, but, you know, throw a pandemic in the works and everything just goes flying past. You know?
And I'm going to try and say this as neutral as possible. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless who wins, it has been proven time and time again. You may like the winner. You may hate the winner. But there's one thing that has been proven. Every time they say the world's going to end if this guy becomes president, we continue on. So when you hear someone say they're going to screw us all up and we're going to end, go, hasn't happened yet, probably not going to happen now. Just vote.
What?
And that's
don't.
It.
But what happens if one guy doesn't win and he's got a few months to fuck things up?
Then Al Gore, George Bush, and Catherine Harris, who is in charge of the Florida vote, will come on TV and go, "Don't look at us. We're out of this one."
All right. That's true.
That's all we heard. Gore did this. Bush did this. Catherine Harris did this. The all three of them going like, "We're out. Peace."
What did Gore do? He was never in the White House. Gore was never in the... Oh, yeah, he was in the White House. That's right. Yeah. Never mind.
But they're going to go like, "Don't blame us. We're innocent. Don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear 2000.
Yeah.
Anyone does, all three of us will go after you.
Yeah. Don't. We didn't do it. Yeah. Guys, but seriously, last election, do you know how proud everybody was last election? Because 55% of the population voted. Let's put... Just a little more than half of the eligible voters have voted.
I see what happens.
Well, what
this
the
time.
Hell is that? But like half are only half voted. Okay.
And now Eddie Murphy comes to mind. I want half.
Yeah. Half. I mean, come on. That's like nothing. That's like, I still say it. More people vote for American Idol, and you have to pay for that. You don't have to pay to vote. You just got to register. You can still register.
But, yep, like I said, keeping as neutral as possible, just vote. After that,
right.
We'll see what happens.
I was watching this thing. David Byrne, you know, former lead singer of Talking Heads,
mm-hmm.
He did this thing on Broadway, American Utopia. And they filmed it for HBO. I just saw it. It was really cool. He was towards the end of it, he was talking about this thing that they did one of the shows, or they did a thing for a while. And he had this thing, voting head or something like that, where he mm-hmm. had people come up that weren't registered yet. Or they were registered, but they didn't vote. And come up and sign it, promising at the next election, in 2016, so the 2016 election, it was coming mm-hmm. up in a couple of weeks, that they were gonna sign it and promise to vote. And all it wasn't that they were saying who they were voting for. It was just, I promise I will vote in this upcoming presidential election coming up in a couple mm-hmm. weeks. And it was just a promise to themselves. Sure enough, everybody who signed that went and voted. And it was just go and vote. Just vote.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was done. Go ahead.
Oh, and Matthew McConaughey he was saying, you know, all you got to do is just vote and just stick together as we always do. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. It's a journey.
Keep getting older.
It's not a destination, it's just a journey.
Keep getting older, but the voting girls keep getting younger.
Yeah. No. His new thing is now, like, whenever he wins an award, he goes, life is just a journey, man. He goes, I keep making promises. But every time we go somewhere in life, life is just a journey. We got to keep, you know, you got to keep making promises. It's going to get better. He goes, how I see myself now in 5 years from now, 3 years from now. It's like, okay, good for you, Matt.
On the comments in the YouTube session, I forget where it was. I think they took it off now, but they go like, I just watched it and I got high.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Let's get right to it. We have updates. Hey. I started last time, so it's your turn.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, hold on. That was our PSA about getting out to vote this coming Tuesday. And don't forget, tomorrow is Halloween, so get out there and be safe with the kids. It's supposed to be nice weather tomorrow, so.
Just watch out for those stores. Just don't go to the stores.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to the stores. Buy your candy or like me, I bought my candy. I bought the candy for the house last week, so just be careful. All right, we do have updates. Speaking of which, this came across my Google Saturday morning. Last time, like, it could have happened yesterday when I could have read this on air. Okay, this is actually from Massively Overpowered, written by Bree Royce. It came out at 11 a.m. About City of Heroes Homecoming. Issue 27, beta, adds a new story, travel changes, and enhancement overhaul. So, City of Heroes Homecoming Rogue server has been a bit sparse on new content updates over the last little while. Okay? Issue 26 was all the way back in March. But, as it turns out, that's because the player developers have been storing it up for the release of Issue 27, Second Chances, which just hit the beta server today. As a matter of fact, when I logged in, there was a link for to hit the beta server. For narrative fans, the core of the update will be the addition of a pair of new story arcs. Two new story arcs have been added to the game. One for heroes, and it's called The Graveyard Shift. You have to be level 20 to 29. And one for villains, The Freakish Lab of Dr. Vazlok, level 30 to 39. These arcs are the first two installments of the Freaklock storyline, introducing new contacts, enemy groups, mission maps, and several unique mission mechanics. Blasters are also getting a new Sonic-themed secondary called Sonic Manipulation, complete with a migraine mechanic. Oh, that hero gave the villain a headache. Okay. While scrappers are finally picking up Energy Melee, which is also being revamped alongside Titan weapons, Trick Arrow, and all the blaster secondaries. Among the other bits players can look forward to are asymmetrical shoulder pieces, base portal summons. Yes, they're color tintable. New base portals across the zones, a rework of the teleportation power pool that turns long-range teleports into accolades everyone can earn, Ouroboros accessibility for newbies, tunnel access merges, reduced recharge timers for things like day job powers, map fixes, new badges, and better gamepad support. Even if none of that appeals to you, every homecoming player will want to take a look at the enhancement overhaul. Essentially, the team is making it much easier to acquire single origin enhancements at lower levels, and combining / upgrading enhancements is far less clunky. Take a peek at the patch notes for yourself, then go give it a spin on the test server until it makes its way live. Sorry. Okay, yeah. This is something now. I'm looking at the comments. I always thought Sonic Blasters had Sonic as a secondary. It's been a while. Then someone said, I thought the same thing, but looking at the wiki from Shutdown, no Sonic secondary for blasting. Yeah, I could have sworn that we had a secondary. I had a Sonic Blaster, and I could have sworn I had a Sonic secondary, but it turns out it was energy. I'm remembering it now. It was energy manipulation. It was a Sonic secondary, a Sonic secondary for defenders, if I remember. Mm. It wasn't for blasters.
Now, I admit I must be getting a little goofy because it was a long day and the snow kicked in and I had to go downstairs.
You like my migraine comment.
And yeah, but not only that, but when you said new Sonic power, and the first thing that came to mind was dee 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 dee. I just saw the hedgehog running on City of Heroes. I'm going.
Okay, hold on. Oh, okay. Where am I going? I am going. I don't know. Where is everybody tonight? I guess after last week, everybody decided to pray and nobody showed up in the chat tonight.
No, well, it's Halloween weekend. It's Halloween weekend, so I kind of expected, you know, some people are doing their early Halloween. You know, and in some places, if it's social distancing Halloween, you want the candy? Yeah. Hold on. They get the T-shirt done shooter. You know. Sorry about that. I should have warned you. That was hard candy.
All right. So it's nice to know that City of Heroes Homecoming is evolving, you know, because I remember back in the day, you know, before it shut down, they were talking about update 27 was going to be this new villain that we were supposed to get, the battalion, right, and I remember that Wednesday night, we all showed up on the test server, and like Tony V, he was there, and he got to play Dev. And they said, okay, we're going to use the Ruluru, and it's not going to really be them, but they're going to have the powers that they have. And it felt like graduation night because we had this massive thing, and it started at 9 p.m. Eastern, and it went to like 11:30 that night, or maybe at 8 o'clock, and every just show, it was like a who's who. Like all the big-time players from every server was there. You know, because at that point, they melded the servers. They merged the servers. So everybody who was left, whatever servers were left, everybody who was there showed up. All the big-time players, we were all there. I was like, hey, man. And we were all there. I was like, yeah, let's do this. Now, to us, this is like the final chapter, right? This was like the equivalent of Avengers End, that final battle in Avengers Endgame. You know, like the portal's open. We got enough? Is that everybody?
You want more?
Yes!
And then, it becomes the YouTube expanded version where they bring in everybody from the DC Universe, from Dark Horse, from everybody. Harry Potter comes in.
They actually did that. Well, I got to see that.
There's a lot of them like
DC.
That.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of them on YouTube.
Yeah, so basically, it's like Marvel and DC Universe and the Valiant comic book universe, which some people say are better because their continuity is actually continuity. Actually, the comic book shop I used to go to, the owner said, yeah, Valiant is really cool because even though they've only been around like 10 years, their continuity is continuity. It's like, yeah, they haven't screwed up their continuity in 10 years. So shit just happens. I was like, oh, okay. So... You know, and then it was Marvel, DC, and Valiant, and IDW, all their fucking comic books, and Boom Entertainment, all their comic books. And they got a fucking lot of comic books. If you ever read Boom Entertainment, if you go through their whole catalog, holy shit. You know, because they don't have, you know, trust me, Boom and IDW have a lot of fucking comic books, man. Trust me on this one. Trust me. And then Image, bringing even the Life Field shit. You know, bringing all their shit over. You know what I mean? This was like the end all of end all. This is like the merging of the multiverse. You know what I mean? This is like the multiverse coming together in one server and like, have at it. You know, we didn't have a phrase. It's like, go, go, go. Or, you know, every using their catchphrases all in one every like. You know that what button? You hit the F7 button to do your catchphrase. It was just funny. It was like everybody was hitting their catchphrase button all at the same time. It was like, I have an idea. How about we stop hitting the catchphrase button and start using our powers? Oh yeah, good idea. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. And then afterwards, they said, no, stick around. We're gonna have more shit thrown at you. Like, okay. It's like, oh great, a whole army of those Titans, what were those guys? The Malta and those Titan robot things. He goes, no, watch what we're going to do to you guys. And all of a sudden, we were all turned into statesmen with his powers. Like, this is fucking awesome because we actually had statesmen's powers. It was like giving us the Incredible Hulk powers where we could do that thing that Hulk did to Loki at the end of the Avengers movie. Boom, boom, boom. Just like Mad Viking, like we could all toss them side to side. And like we were all tossing the Titan. Jeez. This is awesome. And we were doing that for like half an hour at the end. Like, holy shit. So somebody goes, I left. It's like, yeah, Tony V just learned had the power of Desert. He turned us all into statesmen with his powers. And at the level of statesmen. Did you PvP? It's like, no. He just kept throwing shit at us. We just kept biting them all, turning them all back. We just kept laughing. It's like, oh, where were you? Thrifty Warzone. But funny, the Ricky just ran after. They looked at, fuck this. We're going back to our home. You know, what they thought was a home. They just got back in their ship and they just left. We don't know where they went, but they just left. Yeah. That would have been funny.
All right.
That big mothership that and just see it fly away. Like, you mean this whole time that mothership could fly? But anyway, I'm just making shit up. Anyway, that the mothership never had. That's what it was like that Wednesday night. And then, or the Thursday night, whatever night it was. Because then the next day we got up and it's like, you know how after when you graduated high school, you had your finals, you had the senior prom. Then the next day you're just like walking around like, nothing to do. Hey, you signed my yearbook, signed this, that. And you're checking out everybody's bases. Oh, cool. And then everybody comes back for the last day you haven't seen in years. And it's like, hey, you want to hang out? It's like, well, I was going to hang out with my friends here, but you want to come out? Yeah, we're going to do a tour. And they want to do like a special tour with you. It's like, you know, I feel bad, but, you know, why don't you come here with us and hang out with us? It's like, well, no, you know, I feel bad. But it's like, well, you're mad at me? It's like, well, you haven't been around in 5 years. Maybe you've been around. You know, maybe the game would still be on. So why don't you come hang out? You know, why don't you come hang out with my friends? You see how cool they are. Okay. And they weren't mad. And we all had a good time. You know, it was like that type of thing.
Right.
You know, and then they say, go, get And like, oh, go, yeah, you know, and like, oh, she wants to be nostalgic, and you know, you do that whole thing.
All right. Do we have any other updates before
you go? Oh yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's how the last day was. All right. Update number 414. Heroes and villains. And Golden Girl posted this at 7:28 tonight.
Hold on. I got a new bottle.
Well,
I got a new bottle.
So early.
I don't know.
Wait. I noticed when she posts them in the evening, she's pretty much error free. It's when she decides to post them like 3 a.m. That's when we have to worry. Now, if I do this, you take a drink. If you don't hear it, you're sober. All right. So this is update number 414, posted at 7:08 tonight. This week, we've been continuing to work on making the gameplay and story elements into a much more integrated whole, rather than being separate as they are in traditional RPGs. Which is important because of the unsuitable nature of some traditional RPG systems when it comes to comic book games. For example, City of Heroes made a reasonably good attempt to try and create a crafting system that would work within the context of the A comic book world.
The A comic
book
world.
I just
world.
Said you wouldn't have. Oh, the A comic world. I got you.
It's the A comic world.
The A comic book world is the comic book world or A comic book world, not the A comic book world. Everybody drinks twice in that one. But a one-size-fits-all crafting system helps to turn unique character concepts into generic ones by making them all into inventor types who are actually a small minority within traditional comic book universes. To be faithful to the comic book genre, any type of crafting in a comic book game should be story-based and character-based, not a universal one-size-fits-all system that imposes the concept of crafting and inventing on every single character concept that players can come up with. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Not.
So there you go.
You're not disappointed.
We got.
You've heard of the Marvel comic. You heard of the Marvel comic world.
The what?
The DC comic world. The Valiant comic world. Now you get the A comic world.
The A comic. You know what lives in the A comic book world?
What's that?
Otters. Yeah, think about that one.
One of these days, Golden Girl's gonna call up and go, "Now, what's this about you making fun?" you heard?
No, I'll say this. And I'll go. It's a 400 plus things it took you that long to hear about us. Really? And after 400 plus updates, you're still making errors?
I'll be going like, let me guess, we're not getting in
if
the
I didn't
game,
hear
are we? We're not getting in the game.
And I'll say, and then, if I didn't care that much, I wouldn't have made fun of it.
Yeah, there'll be two skeletons in the sewer.
At
all
least
right.
We're there.
All right, I got one from Ship of Heroes. Be Halloween.
Okay.
Here we go. We sure that all of you have noticed that missions and mission contents are the current focus at Ship of Heroes. A lot of the features of the game are already coded, so it's time to add more and more playable content. Our last student talked about kinds of missions we're creating and the vision for the game. This time, we're simply wishing everyone a happy Halloween and showing off a special mission map we created just to celebrate the holiday. The mission follows the normal pattern for the MMO. You get the contact to get the mission. She tells you the background. In this case, you visit Iris the Great, who is the head of the Mage's Council aboard the Justice. Justice, for those of you new, there is magic in space. In fact, magic is more powerful in space than it is on planets. Okay. Iris tells you that on Halloween, the barriers between realities are weakened, and as a result, strange things happen. She directs you and your team to the college dormitories. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No, to investigate reports of particular goings-on. And if you're too young to recognize that... if you're too young to recognize that, Animal House, YouTube, search it. now you get to see us charged through the map in which a vampire lair has somehow fused with the boys' dorm at Apotheosis University. As you might expect, both sides of the process are dissatisfied with the fusion. The camping map and mission is in the spirit of both the holiday and special. For some reason, my screen just backtracked. Hold on. Here we go. Sort of campy mission and map is the spirit of both the holiday special issue of comic books. Whose stories inspired the whole superhero genre? In this case, the technical artist gets to use some features from the Unreal Engine that we usually do not employ. Smoke and fog generators, spooky lighting, and a collection of Halloween-themed pumpkins, ghosts, and vampires. It's a bit of fun and a change of pace for the more common science fiction-themed missions we often create. But it's also an example Ship of Heroes just not locked into sci-fi. There are many worlds, even alternate realities, goatees, and a lot of powerful magic in space. It's all in the day's work for our heroes. Notice that the map is large, powers and FX are plentiful, and FPS is still fine. This is a mission in a controlled instance of Earth, which improves the player's experience. We're excited about ramping up our mission content and getting ready for a launch of the game. Hopefully, this video will give you a sense of what's happening behind the scenes. And, of course, have a wonderful and safe Halloween. Now let's review our updates. City of Heroes are coming up with new content.
Yes.
Heroes and Villains on the A comic book, they're having new content.
Yes.
On Ship of Heroes, we're having new content.
New content.
On Champions. Oh, no!
Well, technically they are. They announced new content for 2021.
Yeah. It's like, yes, we like the game Champions, but come on!
it's you know what it is? It's the Blood Moon event is out. It's the last week. And, you know, they've added new prizes this week. So, you know, they've added that Ghost Hunter gear.
And I know there's a couple of people that are our usual listeners on Dawn Radio, which will hear the rebroadcast on Dawn Radio, which you can connect at paragondawn.com/Dawn Radio. Cheap pop.
Monday night.
And they're going like, so how's that City of Heroes? City of Heroes is getting new content. Come on.
Everything
you lost
else
your argument
new.
Now.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Well, you know what? Everything else is new. You know, like all this other stuff, they're getting new content because they're new games. Except City of Heroes.
Yeah, but you know, like content.
You know, but
come on.
All right.
You know, you got your Bills makers. Well, they're happy on Champions. You got your costume people, Rain.
Right.
They're happy. You got your grinders. They're happy. You got your power levelers. They're happy. I'm a content mission player.
You're not happy.
I'm not happy.
Right.
When they come in bit by bit, I'm like, okay, all right. I can do this. We got the series finale. Right. Yes, series finale 2021. Are you kidding me?
2021.
2021.
I still have to find a way to get to the third mission set.
Well, they were supposed to be rotating it in the alert system. They're not rotating.
Yeah, but I don't know where you. Right, but how do you find a third? Right, I finished the second one. But how do you get to the third mission set now?
Well, that's what I mean. They were supposedly alerting it in the, you know, rotating it in the alert system. And if my memory serves me right. Yeah. So it's like, come on. Me wanty. Me wanty. All right. I'm going to check the alerts. The more on champions, you click more to find out everything. The alerts, you have the Stitch in Time, the Pyramid Power, the Recruiting Drive, and the Forum Alvalum. Okay, the Rampages,
right.
You have Gravatar.
Right.
The Missions,
right.
The Maria Crisis, Monster Island Crisis, Nemesis Confrontation. If it's Missions, it would be in this section. It's not in this section.
Right.
Hero Games, no one does the luchador wrestling thing. You got the Cage Match, you got the Ash West Side, you got the King of the Hill, you got the Apocalypse Stronghold, you got the Hero Game Zombie Apocalypse. But no one does this section. And Pokemon's going, I got an idea. it just fell out. And believe me, Rain wants a belt that you can only get by doing the Hero Game.
Yeah, I want it because, you know why? Because remember that costume contest and that guy, the wrestler, had that really cool belt?
I
figured out that's where he got it from. He got it. That's where he got it from.
But it's, like I said, it's not there. It's not being rotated. Do what you say you're going to do. Rotate the thing. I got no problems. It's a storyline. Guess what I'll be doing? I'll play this. No, okay, yay, I'm happy. We got a story. Next week's the next chapter. All right, next week comes around. Yay, I'm having fun.
Yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. They're not rotating. They're not even doing.
Where's chapter 3? All right, let me tell you a little story about his comic book series called Doomsday Clock that came out for DC when they did DC Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
The first three issues, everything went great. Then they said, you know, we need just a few more weeks on issue 4. How many more weeks? 3 months? Crap. Okay. Because, you know, we told everybody this thing was going to be done within a year. All right. We promise you just this one issue. And then we're back on track, and we'll be done within a year from the time this issue comes out. You promise? Yep, it'll be done. All right. So then issue 4 came out 3 months late. Okay? Then, because of that, hey, you remember how issue 4 came out late and nobody really said anything? Go on. Well, we're going to need a little bit more time on issue 5. Like 3 months to make up for. You kind of sort of said, not really. How much time you going to need for issue 5? Oh, 6 months.
Now, if you want to join in on the rage, hold on.
Wait, I wasn't done. Long story short, it took 3 years for this one. It took 3.5 years for them to finish this miniseries. I was supposed to take 1 year. Okay? That's what I see happening. End of the lesson. Continue.
All right. Now, if you want to join in the conversation and agree with our rage or want to come with a counterpoint, how can they do that, Pogo Man?
You want the real answer or you want me to give them the number? Oh, the phone number.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. The phone number tonight is 714-583-6908. Again, that number is 714-583-6908.
And we have an
We have an update with what?
We have an update about extralife.org.
Yeah, oh, yes, from last week. Yes, we did not update everybody. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, we've had a major update. a new grand total. That grand total update would be... Oh, that sounded horrible.
Oh.
Wait. I'm trying to do the Royal Trumpet thing. Hold on.
Da, 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 da. There.
I was trying to do that with... Like it's, yeah, you can't do that with that. Our new total is $806.
We are 194 to go. But...
And what's so amazing about that is... This thing starts Thursday. I didn't realize that.
And
this thing starts Thursday.
I said it on Dawn Radio. I think I could say it. This is the highest money you have raised against the other years combined.
No, because the other years I've raised at least $200.
Oh.
I've always raised at least $200. So.
Well, poop on that. Damn.
There you go.
Well, last year, we, you know, was our highest.
Although the 1 year I signed up, the 1 year I signed up, we wound up canceling. Because I signed up, and for some reason, not one penny was earned. Not one penny was earned. No matter what, I don't know what happened. No matter what I did, we couldn't raise anything that year.
Mm-hmm. And once again,
and we started
in
August.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the hell happened. It was just like, are you kidding me? Nobody wanted to donate at all. I don't know. We don't know what happened. And it was just ridiculous. It was just, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. They're like, you're not even going to play? I was like, why? I haven't raised one bit of money. I'm not doing it. I told people, I was like, if you think I'm going to play, I was like, if I don't raise at least $20 before we play, before the weekend comes, this is when I was still playing 24 hours, you know,
right.
And I said, if I don't raise at least $20, we did our show the night before. I said, if we don't raise $20 before we go off the air, and my co-host was begging people to raise, you know, he said, I can't do it this year, but somebody, and there we had listeners, we had like people tuning in. I was like, if none of you can even throw money and show me you want me to do this year, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you people. You know, it was one of those things. Like I forget who was co-hosting that year, but it was just those things. Like, why aren't people donating? If you aren't donating and you can't throw at least $20 in to get him started for us to do something tomorrow, because he was going to call in and he was going to help out over the weekend. But if you can't even throw in $20 to get me started, I'm not doing it. By the end of the show, we had not $1 raised that 1 year. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, due to the fact we have not raised one penny before we started. And we started in August that year. I said, due to the fact I am not doing the fundraiser this year. Because apparently nobody wants to donate money to the kids. I've been trying to raise money since August. And I have donated money to everybody else's charities. I could have saved that money and donated to this cause myself. And I told people, and I'll tell you what, between now and next year with this fundraiser, do not come asking me for money for your fundraisers. And I swear to you, the next month, these people had the balls to come asking me for their money. I said, where were you when I needed you? I didn't bullshit. I saw you. I know you looked. So sure enough, the next year, oh yeah, they came to me. I was like, oh, now you remember my fundraiser. Oh, okay. Like, don't even think about it. But let me tell you, I'm trying to raise money I'm trying to do this through Instagram. It is the most ridiculous thing trying to post on Instagram about this. Have you tried? I don't know if anybody else has tried this. It is the stupidest freaking thing in the world, just trying to repost this. I found this link. Oh, you can post from Instagram to Facebook, but you can't post from Facebook to Instagram. I don't know why you can't, but it's stupid. So I think what I'm going to – oh, I know what I have to do. I think what I have to do is take my donation link and put it in the title.
Ah. And
I think that's what
I
might have to say.
All right. While you're considering on that, I want to point out something. Point it out once again.
Yes.
All the money raised this year.
Yeah.
Champions Online. We come on every time here.
Yeah, this is all
on City of Heroes.
Yeah, this is what I don't get. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And nothing. Nothing. I've seen you post in the general, in the Looking for Group, and a few other channels. Nothing.
Paragon chat. Yeah. I post here on this. I do my show here. City of Heroes. Not one penny is donated. Is it not one penny donated from you guys here? Nothing.
And all the bigger totals that you've had came from champions. Now, last year there was a speak up for City of Heroes. I'll give it that. Last year there was one.
There was one. I got donations, and I did a day over here. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing.
It's not like we're not giving a chance. We're trying to raise money for a children's hospital. A children's hospital.
This is like the worst. This is the worst fundraiser. What's wrong with you people? I'm over here all the time. You don't donate. You suck. The hell with all you. I don't care anymore. Just go away.
Now, they can still donate after.
You hate children.
You can still donate after, correct?
Oh, you could Oh, yeah. They could donate up until New Year's Eve.
Up to New Year's Eve.
Up to New Year's Eve, but I want to earn. There's 100. Look, guys, it's $194 more. That's all we need. Okay.
After that, it's icing on the cake.
That's
we
right.
We got to the first
Everything
goal. We
is
got
bonus.
To 666. Mordecai ponied up. He did what he man of his word. Remember that, Mordecai.
And then
man of his
and
word.
And then somebody else who plays champions playing champions on champions with us. Threw in another $20,
mm-hmm.
And then she said, "Hey, if he does that, I'll throw another $20." And they threw another $20. Another member of our group, he threw in $130. Like, holy shit, dude, that's awesome! I threw in $120 of my own last week. I get paid on the third, and I'm gonna throw some money in on the fourth. I'm gonna throw it on the wait. It's the Wednesday.
You know what? I'll be happy if someone puts in $4, so therefore there's a zero on that end.
Yeah. I might throw in $4 tonight, just make it even. That's right, just say we need 190. That's what I should have done. I should throw the $4 and make 100. You know what I'm going to do?
Get a bit of the bubbly?
I'm going to do it. No, I wish I had. Oh, for God's sakes, why is this taking so long? No, keep talking.
All right. I'm trying to remember. I know I gave you the WWE draft music. I know you did. I know I gave it to you.
Oh, do I? Yeah. All right, hold on. If I have it.
Oh, I got someone asking, where's the link to the charity? Hold it. I'm gay. Hummy.
Oh, you're kidding me. Because we got a new total. So.
All right. Well, okay. Well, announce the new total while I send them the link.
Well, hold on. Let me just make sure. Okay. Okay. That's there. That's there. Okay, so while that's happening,
$810
And what's awesome about that, it's 10-10 on a Friday night. So 10 p.m. on 10/30/2020, we have a total. I do total 810. We are $190 away. So just think, next at this time, day two of my gaming marathon will be in the books. I'm doing 6 hours each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And now Sunday's going to be a little bit weird because I'm going to start earlier in the morning, probably about 8 or 9, probably about 8-ish. Because then I'm going to go 6 hours, right? Then we're going to do a grand total, whatever we've earned. But I'm going to take a little break so I can take a little nappy. Why? Because then we're going to switch gears. Then I think about 4 or 5 o'clock, we are going to switch to champions playing champions on champions. And that's going to continue the fundraiser, the last gasp of air that we're going to do for the fundraiser. And that, hopefully by then we have the 1,000. But then we're going to keep going and checking every hour. People could still donate at that point.
All right, I got an update here. This is coming from Smirks, who is in charge of the Heroes Not Zeros.
Do I have to hit the button? Should I hit the thing with Jiggy?
Who's nothing yet here. Let me double check before I say it. But Smirks is in charge of the Heroes Not Zeros anti-bullying thing. He's going to post the link. He's going to make a donation on Monday, and he's going to make a link to let me read the rest of it here. Scroll to a group of role players on the Conan Exiles servers. You might have to download Conan Exiles.
All right. If you know what, hopefully by then I'll be on my new laptop. So if I have to be a barbarian, I will play a barbarian for a little.
God. But he wants a Red Sonja. He wants a Red Sonja.
Oh, good Lord.
With the chainmail bikini that serves no purpose.
Wait a minute. Actually, I have read about this. They have said that women in chainmail bikinis somehow, because of their womanhood, the midriff is armor. I don't know. I forget the reason behind it, but somehow, because of their womanhood, the midriff exposed is armor to them. I forget how, but for women, see, if a guy tries and pulls that shit off, like their midriff exposed, see, it doesn't work unless they have pecs. If they have muscular pecs, then their midriff exposed works. But if a woman is in a chainmail bikini, their midriff, it represents their womanhood, their womanhood and their fertility. Then it's like their glowing fertility, and Mother Nature protects them. And that's what that's supposed to represent.
And
I was like,
another message from Smirks. Time to flex Pogo
yeah.
the Barbarian and play Charge with the Kazoo.
Oh, you mean this thing?
Yep.
It's a New Year's Eve noisemaker. It's not really a kazoo, but it's all right. Before we go into battle, I must sound the battle kazoo. Will you get rid of that thing? Are you making fun of me?
He will now blow the war song.
Thrice he blew the battle kazoo, and that meant blood will be shed. ow! I think I heard a bleak.
I'm picturing Pogo in the Conan loincloth, carrying a sword that's way too big for him. He was like, I must blow the thing. it brings up the ring whistle.
Yeah, but knowing Conan when he does it, like that little thing, and then Conan, the fuck, holy shit. Holy shit.
But you get long, wavy blonde hair that goes all the way down.
That's right. Hogo has that in Paragon already. I mean, in Champions.
No, it'll
already.
Be longer. It'll be longer. And you get the beard.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Matches it.
Oh, that's cool. Not to be rude.
Yeah, but I, yeah, I, wait a minute, hold on. The loinclothes flutters when
ahead.
He blows the kazoo and exposes enough to make the Amazon warrior women swoon.
Where is he writing this? I'm trying to see where
he's messaging me in Skype.
Oh, he's just messaging you. Okay. I thought he was doing like yep. and John Radio DJs or something like that.
Yep. I know. He's listening and having a ball. He's been enjoying the show.
Oh, that's
they may
all
not
right,
be in the chat. They're not in the game, but guess what? We're being listened anyway. You know, there's at least one
what?
Listener right now.
At least we have one listener. That's all. Oh my god.
Hey, one is better than none. Any day
that
of
is,
the week.
That is true. So, all right, I do have some more updates I could read here because we've got. Oh, I know I want to read these from like
in our,
like
in our
13
minutes remaining. But I will keep checking just in case we do have a change
right.
of the numbers. So you read, I'll look.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Cereal Box, that's the name of the company, announces new audio stories for Batman and Wonder Woman. It appears that the partnership between Cereal Box and comic book source material is growing strong. Now, according to Variety, the reading platform will debut a couple of brand new serialized audio dramas for Batman as well as Wonder Woman. The stories will debut next year, and while the company has yet to announce the price of single episodes, they will cost $9.99 for the full seasons. We are honored to be entrusted with developing original stories for Batman and Wonder Woman, characters with rich histories and strong fan allegiance, said Molly Barton, Cereal Box co-founder and CEO. Furthermore, our talented writing teams have crafted thrilling new adventures linked to character origins and relevant to our challenging times. Okay, let's see. Next one. Okay, so Michael B. Jordan. He played, Warmonger. I think that was his name, in the Black Panther movie. He's going to produce a Static Shock movie for Warner Brothers. During August's DC Fandom event, Milestone Media co-founder Dennis Cohen announced that the long-defunct comic book imprint will return in 2021 in a big way. Among other reveals, he also teased that there have been serious talks about bringing the company's best-known character, Static, to the big screen. Now, the film has recruited an A-lister to serve in a behind-the-scenes capacity. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Michael B. Jordan has joined the Static Shock movie as an executive producer. Jordan will produce the film through his Outlier Society banner alongside filmmaker and comic scribe Reginald Hudlin. He also issued his own statement about what the project means to him. "I'm proud to be part of building a new universe centered around black superheroes," said Jordan. "Our community deserves that. Outlier Society is committed to bringing to life diverse comic book content across all platforms, and we are excited to partner with Reggie and Warner Brothers on this initial step." Cohen, Dwayne McDuffie, Michael Davis, and Derek T. Dingle introduced Static in his own Milestone comic book series in 1993. 7 years later, the character began headlining the Static Shock animated series on Kids WB. Phil Lamar provided the voice of Static on the show, which ran on the network for 4 seasons. In 2008, Static was absorbed into the mainstream DC universe. Hudlin is also a major part of Milestone's upcoming revival. After the imprint returns in February with a digital-first Static series, Hudlin and artist Kyle Baker will team up on an original Static graphic novel. The company has yet to announce a release date for that book. Okay, next up, Elizabeth Olsen teases Scarlet Witch's mental state in WandaVision. WandaVision has the distinction of being the only new Marvel Studios project that will arrive this year. The upcoming Disney Plus original series will feature Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany as Wanda Maximoff and Vision together again for the first time since Vision's demise in Avengers Infinity War. While the mystery of Vision's return will unfold in the show, it seems likely that Wanda may have unintentionally resurrected him with her reality-warping powers. Within Marvel's comic book universe, Wanda / Scarlet Witch has pulled off similar feats of power. Via comic book movie, Olsen spoke with the New York Times about the upcoming series, and she teased a more comic-accurate take on Scarlet Witch, and that may include Wanda's infamous mental breakdowns. WandaVision is such an incredible concept, said Olsen. It's the first time we get to understand her as the Scarlet Witch that she is in the comics, and that's exciting for me because I haven't yet been able to give her that time on screen. So that's going to be fun. She's always been a representation of mental health and illness in the comics, and her major role is handling that stigma within Marvel. Olsen is referring to two major comic book storylines that feature Scarlet, Scarlet Witch. In Avengers West Coast during the 90s, Wanda slowly went insane after Vision's memories and emotions were wiped. Their children were also revealed to be magical constructs. Because of that, Wanda even briefly rejoined Magneto's Brotherhood of Evil Mutants before she regained her sanity. After suffering another mental break in Avengers Disassembled, Wanda rewrote reality in House of M to create a mutant dominated world. During her interview with the New York Times, Olsen also indicated that she doesn't currently have any details about her role in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. She simply said, it's still kind of early. WandaVision will hit Disney Plus before the end of the year. Yes, I say it like that because Mad Viking says likes when I go WandaVision. The Batman is using the Mandalorian's VFX technology. And by the way, folks, on Disney Plus today, The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 1 premiered. Go watch it after this episode is over in about 7 or 8 minutes. Last year, The Mandalorian revolutionized the visual effects game with virtual production techniques that make it possible to render VFX sequences in real time. This technology was such a success that the filmmakers behind Lucasfilm's upcoming Obi-Wan Kenobi series are using it as well. Soon, we'll see it pop up in the DC Universe too. According to The Hollywood Reporter, ILM's stagecraft team is working with Warner Brothers and director Matt Reeves on The Batman. ILM officially launched its stagecraft unit, which specializes in virtual production, earlier this year. The main component of this filmmaking style is the volume. Essentially, the volume is a massive LED wall that projects different backgrounds using the Unreal video game engine. ILM's chief creative officer, Rob Bredow, announced the studio's involvement with The Batman during this week's View conference, the annual event highlighting work in the VFX and animation industries. Unsurprisingly, Bredow couldn't reveal any specifics about how The Batman will use stagecraft's technology, but he did confirm that a new LED wall was built around the film's practical sets in the UK. Bredow's team is also once again collaborating with cinematographer Greg Fraser on WB's highly anticipated reboot. Last month, Fraser scored an Emmy win for his work on The Mandalorian's first season. Viewers can next see stagecraft work in action when The Mandalorian Season 2 hits Disney Plus today. The Batman opens in theaters on March 4th, 2022. Can't wait forever because of this COVID-19 thing.
Do a jump.
Okay, so let's. What? Oh.
Do a jump.
Oh.
Yeah, because I got the. Yeah, do a jump. You're AFK'd.
Jump! Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Jump, see, jump, everybody jump, 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 everybody jump.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, I did that wrong.
It worked. It looks like talking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. That'll work. That'll do it. Okay. All right. I got 5 minutes. I just want to bring, this is important to bring up because Letitia Wright says it would be strange to make Black Panther 2 without Chadwick Boseman. Personally, I know they're going to make one, but I just don't know how. So news of Chadwick Boseman's death in August stunned everyone, especially those who worked with him in Black Panther. In the weeks following his passing, Boseman's castmates shared a series of moving tributes. One of these tributes came from Letitia White, who played Boseman's on-screen sister, Shuri. Now, Wright has broken her silence on what it would be like to film Black Panther 2 without Boseman by her side. Wright was asked about the status of Black Panther 2 during a recent interview with Net a Porter. But it shouldn't come as a surprise that the film's cast and crew haven't even begun to discuss how to move forward with the sequel. We're just still mourning Chad, so it's not something I even want to think about, said Wright. The thought of doing it without him is kind of strange. We're just grieving at the moment, so it's trying to find the light in the midst of it. Marvel Studios hired Ryan Coogler to write and direct Black Panther 2 in late 2018. At last year's D23 event, Kevin Feige announced that the movie would hit theaters on May 6, 2022. Marvel was planning to start shooting the film next March before Boseman's death sent shockwaves throughout the entertainment industry. Thankfully, fans have largely understood the need for a proper mourning period, but it seems like everyone has their own idea for how Marvel should proceed with a sequel. Some think it should be fine if T'Challa was recast. However, this would inevitably result in plenty of comparisons to Boseman's take on the character. Wright will next appear in Kenneth Branagh's upcoming adaptation of Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile. She also has a role in Steve McQueen's anthology film series Small Axe, which will premiere on Amazon Prime. Meanwhile, Netflix has just released the first trailer for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which marks Boseman's final film performance. All right, I got time for one more. Yes, Disney Plus officially orders a Willow sequel TV series. After years of rumors, a Willow sequel series is officially coming to Disney Plus. The Hollywood Reporter broke the story and confirmed that Warwick Davis will reprise his role as Willow Ufgood from the 1988 fantasy movie directed by Ron Howard. While Howard isn't currently lined up to direct any episodes, he is attached as an executive producer. Jonathan Kasdan of Solo wrote the pilot and will be the co-showrunner with Arrow veteran Wendy Miracle. Additionally, Crazy Rich Asians director John M. Chu will direct the pilot episode. Growing up in the 80s, Willow has had a profound effect on me, said Chu in a statement. The story of the bravest heroes in the least likely places allowed me, an Asian American kid growing up in a Chinese restaurant looking to go to Hollywood, to believe in the power of her own will, determination, and of course, inner magic. It's a bucket list moment for me. I can't wait for the world to come along on this epic journey with me. So many fans have asked me over the years if Willow will make a return, and now I'm so potential in all of us, then he is a character I am extremely honored to reprise. Lucasfilm will produce the Willow series for Disney Plus. According to THR, the series will be set years after the film and introduce new characters into its world of fairy queens and monsters. The start date has not yet been announced. Okay, there you go. So, fans of Willow, you're finally getting a sequel. Sadly, I've only seen it once. I don't know why. It's just not on that much. Really, when was the last time you saw it on cable or anything like that?
I know. I remember the coin-operated video game.
Yeah, really? I never even knew that one. I'm going to check. Let me check IMDb really quick. Come on. I have all these streaming services, and I don't recall ever seeing Willow on any of them. Okay. You watch on Prime Video, Amazon, buying Blu-ray, DVD, and Prime Video, you have to buy it. But, I mean, there's no, like, free stream service you can watch it on. You know what I mean? It's not like, if I want to put it on now, can I watch it?
I don't know.
Nothing. And it should be on, right? It should be on. But oh well. All right, guys, it's 10:30. I had this set for 2 hours in case we have another screw up, so we're not going to be booted off. But anyway, we're going to bring this show to an end. All right, just remember, tomorrow's Halloween, so you people driving around, It's a Saturday, which means you're probably going to have early trick-or-treaters. Be careful out there. Be safe. Watch for the little guys. They're going to be running around, hopefully, because we got a lot of candy. So just be, you know, just watch out for them. It's their day. They're going to be out there excited, having fun. Be safe. Have fun. Take it easy. Don't be crazy tomorrow. Just make it enjoyable for the little guys. And as always, go watch those superhero movies, TV shows, read those comic books. Read those comic book novels, those superhero novels if you have them. Have a super week. If you're not doing anything Sunday, tune in at 5 p.m. to Dawn Radio for Champions, playing Champions on Champions.
Sunday, it's not Tuesday.
I said Sunday.
I thought you said Tuesday.
No, I said Sunday. You got Tuesday in the brain because I'm getting there. It's the election. Sunday at 5 p.m. Tune in. All right, Sunday at 5 p.m. Tune in to Dawn Radio Sunday at 5 p.m. for Champions playing Champions on Champions. This week, the others, the group, is going to be the grand. They're putting the final touches on the base. They're going to be the grand. Eventually, will be the grand opening of Fun Size. And I'm yawning. Sorry. I was trying to beat that. And all kinds of fun will happen. And you don't want to miss that. And Tuesday, get out early all day. Remember, if you get to the voting places late, if you are online before, even if you are online as they are closing, they still have to let you in to vote. Do not let them turn you away. And this, for people playing City of Heroes right now, the next Halloween Hunt Challenge is up. Check the link for the details. COHHC.GG/Halloween Hunt. Okay, whatever that is. And I'm wiped out. I was going to go do some dailies over in Champions Online. I think I'm just going to wait till tomorrow night to do it.
Well, then maybe I'll give you.
I don't know. I'm just wiped out. I think I'm just going to do it tomorrow.
Well, I will give you a video link. Remember when we talked about the Avengers portal, you know, with DC and all that? Oh, I'm sending you the mother of them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep. So
okay,
you get to look at that before.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I got it.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, I got to do it 4 more times this week. I got to do the taco thing 4 more times this week. So I'm going to try and do it tomorrow night after the trick-or-treaters. Because even trick-or-treating should be over by about 9, so I could do that tomorrow night.
All right, well, before you go to bed, check out that YouTube video.
Yeah. Well, if you give it to me now, If you give it to me now, I'll check it out right now, because I have to get up
it's
before
right. Yeah,
now,
you already
so
got it. It's, now it's
check
in
it out
the
right
sky.
Now. Okay, yeah, thank you. So with that, guys, we're going to call it a night, and you'll have a happy and a safe one. Oh, all right. All right, I was just going to say really quick. Anything you'd like to say? Anything else you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Hello, Matt. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Mad. Are you there?
Yes. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Hello. Mr. Viking,
yes.
Anything you'd like to say, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Say
instead of,
hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Are you there?
Yes.
Wait, I can't hear you. You're fading out on me. Say it again.
Say
goodnight,
Gracie.
Time. I didn't hear you.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. Said it 20 times.
All right. I'll trust you. Say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie. All right. We're out of here. Sorry. I'm losing you. All right. It's my computer. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on Paragon Radio.
All right.
That's my fault. Sorry.